Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 25th day of October 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And I am here in the studios of KSCO and KOMY in beautiful Santa Cruz. And I've driven through here before, but I know why Clint Eastwood and others like to live in this area. I tell you, this is as beautiful as Hawaii or something. Just absolutely a wonderful place to be. And we had an amazing event last night where, well, they sold 750 tickets and they allowed them to have 50 more people come in. It was totally jam-packed. And to be with all these wonderful patriots who love liberty, it was extremely, extremely uplifting. And we're going to have another event tonight at the Coconut Grove as well, right here on the boardwalk on the side of the Pacific Ocean. Obviously, we've got a lot of news and information to cover. We're going to do part two of a live interview with Pastor Lindsey Williams with his inside source and the bombshell information that they laid on him. But we'll just have Lindsey recap it in a segment or two, and then I promise we will open the phone lines up so that you can ask questions of Lindsey Williams coming up. In the second hour today, and we'll also have open phones in the third hour, I also wanted to invite Michael Olson, the general manager of KSCO and KOMY. Of course, KSCO is 1080 AM. Yeah, I wish the AM dial went to 1880. I didn't get much sleep last night, ladies and gentlemen. I was screaming for 4 hours. So AM 1080, and, of course, AM 1340 is KOMY. And he was in here talking about the carbon taxes they're trying to put in over California. And I had that in the top of my stack. So I heard him right before I went on air doing a news report in here talking about how they're about to put in a, what is it, 20% carbon tax on everything. And how that will devastate their economy. And I happen to have the 60 Minutes report in front of me from PrisonPlanet.com. We have it posted. It's also up on Infowars.com. 60 Minutes shock report, real unemployment rate 17.5% nationwide, California 22%. Try California 29%, the United States 2.7, according to all the top economists we interview and you know, major firms that are, you know, mainstream news that have been analyzing this. We've been above 20% for at least 2 years nationwide. So 60 Minutes is, ooh, big shocker, breaking this huge news. But can you imagine what's going to happen once they enforce these carbon taxes? Now, they're trying to do it at the state level because they can't get the Congress to pass it. And the EPA is coming through and ramming it through extrajudicially and extra-legislatively through the EPA. But they're also doing it at the state level, and California is the model for states to do this under Agenda 21, this UN takeover plan of neo-feudalistic serfdom. But then if you also look at what Schwarzenegger talked about back when he was at the Copenhagen summit that we, of course, exposed and showed for the fraud it was with the ClimateGate emails and documents, he said, I'm going to go back now to the cities and the states, and we're going to do it whether you like it or not. Just ask my friends at Enron. We do what we like. So we're going to be discussing that with Michael Olson, the general manager from on the ground here in California, because as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation. And they definitely have been taken over by the globalists here 100%. But the people of California are waking up to what's happening and speaking out against all of this. So we'll be talking about all that after the quick break that's coming up and a ton of other economic, military, police state news. You name it, it is all coming up on the other side. Alex Jones here with you live from California, Santa Cruz, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the 25th day of October, 2010, on this Monday edition. And coming up in about 25 minutes from now, Michael Olson, General Manager of KSCO AM 1080 here in Santa Cruz, and, of course, also the General Manager of KOMY. We're on both stations, both 1080 and 1340, two great affiliates out here. And I just want to spend a few minutes talking about what happened last night and how amazing it was, and I'm going to get into all the news. But I spoke from about 6:20 until 10, and we had Dr. Stan Monteef, an icon in the Liberty Movement there. Then Sheriff Richard Mack, who just so happened to be in the area, popped in, spoke for about 20 minutes. We also had Joe Bannister, the former armed Treasury agent, who found out that the IRS was basically a mafia collection agency and went public with that. He spoke. In fact, I think I'm going to have him back tonight to pop in because, you know, I got 4 hours to speak, and I was surprised how I probably spoke for 3 hours of the overall 4 hours, or close to 4 hours, and folks didn't get too bored with it. They were, in fact, at 10 o'clock, you know, the venue we had said, they, you know, that's when it's over. You've got to open the doors up, and people have got to go. And people are like, please don't go. You know, we've got more questions. And one guy said, don't be like the government. And I'm like, well, okay, I guess we can have a rebellion in here and go, no, we're not leaving, you know. But clearly, folks do want to do a big question and answer. So I'll probably just have Mac And Monty, if he wants to speak again, talk for about 10 minutes in Bannister tonight, and then I'll speak for 2 hours or an hour and a half. In fact, I'll ask the crowd, and then we can do an hour and a half of questions if they want. Quite frankly, that's what I liked. It was taking me all these different directions. But Aaron Dykes was there, great writer for Infowars.com and webmaster and camera guy. And he's seen most of my live speeches, and he thought this was the best. The problem is my voice is pretty blown because I get riled up, and of the almost 3 hours I spoke off and on, I probably was screaming about a third of the time. So we'll see what happens with that. But we're going to have a couple folks from the stations here with us, and hopefully when the owner of the station, Michael Zwirling, gets in, because we were out at dinner until about 2 in the morning last night. Hopefully when he gets in, I'll drag him in during the third hour. What a character this guy is. This station was built back in the 1940s. What year was it? 1947, and it's an RCA model station. And it's in all the major trade publications even today. Zwirling was showing me just giant stacks of magazines and news articles, you know, current ones. This is the only station in the country that was built specifically with the whole building to be a radio station according to all those specs. And it's an amazing place. I mean, it's like I've stepped into the 1940s. And it turns out that Michael, when he was in high school, did news and stuff here. And then he made a flatulence noise on the air once joking, and they fired him. They said, "You do not make those noises on KSCO." And then years later, he bought the station, and now, now he isn't 16 years old, and he isn't going to make one of those noises. But, hey, maybe I can make it and then get thrown off. The circle is now complete. But what an interesting person, and all the great people out here in California, this area of California. I mean, I'll be quite honest. I don't like Southern California very much. Kind of like I don't like Houston. I mean, Houston's a great town. I got a lot of family down there, but it's just, I don't know. It's like I get a bad vibe. I mean, I grew up in Dallas. Now I go back to Dallas, and I'm like, ugh, there's just a bad vibe. But when you get into Central California and all the way up north, it's just like Wonderland or something. I expect to hear elves singing, "Hi-ho, hi-ho, 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 it's off to work we go, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la." And I expect to see Snow White come running out, you know, any minute here. And I tell you, if I didn't love Texas so much and love Austin, which is a great town and has a lot of beautiful things in it, this is the kind of place I'd live. I mean, I know why Clint Eastwood and all these other people want to live in this area, because it has got to be one of the prettiest places I've ever been. I mean, I think this rivals places like Hawaii. I mean, it's just so gorgeous. I mean, even when it was raining the last 2 days here, a lot of stuff happened. You know, I told folks that I was also in California on a secret mission. So we killed two birds with one stone. The station owner was at us on for a year and a half. He's really been asking me to come out and speak. I said, okay, I'm already out there to do something with the television crew. And, you know, when they do these TV shows, it's not Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. I'm a consultant on that, and I think when I'm in 5 of the 8 episodes that are airing, it's not that. It's History Channel, and they really don't want me to talk about it because it spoils the show. But I did, you know, in the agreement I signed with them, and have a little proviso in there that, well, if anybody, obviously I'll have to talk about this if while we're here doing this, it ends up in the news. And I haven't searched the term yet to find out if it is in the news. But if it is already in the news, then I'm going to talk about it. But if it's not in the news, I'm not going to talk about it. And you can just wait till it's on television. In fact, I'm not even going to tell you the name of the TV show on the History Channel. But it was insane. And I'm just lucky to be here right now. And they're great folks, too. Very daring. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm lucky to be here. So that was wild. And it's really hard to not talk about stuff. It's very frustrating. Oh, man. But it's just good to be back on the radio. And I'll tell you what's really good. We simulcast my entire radio show at prisonplanet.tv, and the viewers love it. The listeners love it. It gets archived. It goes up. It gets grabbed and put all over the web. And, you know, just in the last year and a half or so, just on our channel, 70 million views, just on YouTube of the show. But it it is so much more intimate and relaxing, and I think better when I'm not with lights and cameras on me. And I just, this is what I like about radio. And PrisonPlanet.tv gets the word out and it funds our operation. But I'm telling you, I'm tempted to smash those cameras. I want to take a ball peen hammer to those things, man. Used to, I could sit there while a guest was talking and eat a breakfast taco or something. Now, even when I go home for dinner, I eat my food in 3 minutes because I got 3 minute breaks. I've like been turned into this animal who can't even enjoy food anymore. Because I'm on the air 3, 4, 5 hours. Sometimes we do, 6, 7, 8 hours. I did 26 hours just last week or week and a half ago in a marathon broadcast. And my fill-in host, Paul Watson, came in for the last hour. But I am definitely babbling here. It's almost like morning radio. But looking at all this news, we're going to be getting into it today. And we do have Lindsey Williams in part two of the interview we did last week. He'll be with us live. And we're going to mainly take your phone calls for Lindsey Williams. We'll have him recap what his inside former Big Three oil executive told him was going to happen with the economy. And most of what this executive has told him, has turned out to come true. Whenever the executive has conjectured, some of it has not come true. But certainly Lindsey Williams, when oil was $50 a barrel, said in the next 3-4 months it's going up to 150. And people said, this guy's nuts. And, no way this is going to happen. And it happened. And he's made a bunch of other big calls through this source. And I know who the source is. I understand Monteith knows who the source is as well. So I know Lindsey Williams is for real on that subject, and we appreciate him joining us. But we'll be able to get your feedback specifically for Lindsey Williams. Though we don't really screen your calls, except when we have a guest on about a specific topic. And I want to warn you now, when we do take calls for Lindsey Williams, if you call up and start asking me about space stations or Bigfoot or the weather or the stock market, if it doesn't pertain to what, Lindsey specifically, I'm going to have to let you go because he's going to be on with us to specifically talk about those subjects. And we've just got him for an hour. Maybe I'll keep him a little bit longer, but I want to get Michael Zwirling, the owner of these two fine radio stations, AM 1080 KSCO and AM 1340 KOMY. Right here in beautiful Santa Cruz, California, which I think if I ever move out of Austin, Texas, this is the kind of place I'd move right here. I tell you, this is just absolutely awesome. Now, we're going to go to break here in just a few minutes, and I talk about this happening a lot. I mean, I look at the news this morning, and I don't even want to cover this, but knowing, as G.I. Joe says, is half the battle. And that is a solution. Now, part of the solution is facing up to our problems, facing up to who is engineering these problems by design. I mean, mankind doesn't need any help getting ourselves in trouble. But when you've got these agents of chaos, these globalists, constantly, trying to screw up the economy to consolidate control, when you've got corruption just running rampant, it's time for people to stop being so naive and really get conscious about what's happening. And here's CNBC, dollar at risk of becoming toxic waste. And just being completely worthless, like the Weimar Republic Deutsche Mark or the currency they use in Zimbabwe. And it just goes over the fact that they are hyperinflating it right now. But the banks are mainly hoarding it and only using it bank to bank, which is bad enough because they're robbing us and by deflating our currency, devaluing it. And we've got to pay this back in taxes. I mean, if they're going to devalue the currency, they might as well give it to us and let us have a little bit of value in it. But no, that's not happening. So it's the worst of both worlds. We've also got Treasury Shield Citigroup as deletions undercut disclosure. We'll tell you what that means from Bloomberg. Just more corruption. We've got the New York Times headline, falling into the chasm. Remember a couple of years ago I was telling you we were already in the chasm. I even used terms like that. We're falling off the cliff right now. People say, oh, you're fear-mongering. That's ridiculous. Look, when banks are stealing tens of trillions of dollars right in front of you and won't tell Congress where it is, you've got a problem, okay? And it's time to stop living in denial. We've got Obama ramping up CIA infiltration of Pakistan, trying to destabilize that region. We had Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer on agreeing with that last week. We've got the head of Google saying, you don't like Google Street View? Move. But you can't move anywhere with this clown. Yeah, Google, don't be evil. How about be evil? The devil comes as an angel of light, and it is Google. We're also going to get into that unemployment numbers coming out across the country. It's what George Soros is up to and a lot more.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 25th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,346.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,381.69, $690.85 for a half ounce, or $345.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,381.69, $690.85, or $345.42.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before Vietnam War.
Listen to him. He's talking about Elvis like he's some kind of hippie.
For the Beatles and yesterday.
I'll take Elvis any day over Al Gore.
When a man could still work
Can you imagine what Merle Haggard sees as a problem? No, it's a great song. And he sure sings it better than I did at midnight during that 27-hour transmission we did a few weeks ago. Stop rolling downhill.
I will rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Well, there's certainly no doubt that that is happening, and it's engineered, and we can stop it.
With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty.
No, the national symbol is not the flag and the Liberty Bell. It's an ostrich with its head in the sand and a naked body scanner. We can make a new crest, like a royal crest in the United States, and it could be a surveillance camera in one corner, a naked body scanner in the other, a ostrich with its head in the sand, and a cop beating an old lady with a billy club and shooting her with a taser. And then a bunch of needles, a bunch of injectors, and then a couple cancer viruses. Because, you know, those family crests, they can have a lot of stuff on it. You just can't have one symbol. I mean, it could just be a whole bunch of stuff. And then they pull back from the crest, and it's a crest on a knight shield. And it's portly Al Gore with big, big handfuls of cash and everybody's property. How's that sound? I got Bill Grafter with me, and he's the engineer around here, and he's riding shotgun with me. And we've got the general manager, Michael Olson, coming in here after the break, and we'll go over all this news. You know, maybe I am an extremist. Maybe Merle Haggard's wrong, too. I mean, maybe we're going uphill like a snowball headed for heaven. Maybe the devaluation of the dollar is a good thing. Maybe, having our carbon taxes cut, increase is a good thing. What do you think there, Bill?
I think you're right. But then again, you know, I'm not a study of world politics like you are, you know. But it seems to me the figure you and Michael were quoting earlier in the local morning show here about California's real unemployment rate being closer to 20-something percent,
mm-hmm.
That's scary when you see that many people out of work. That's a quarter of the population.
Well, that's depressionary level.
Yeah, that's high, really high. And that's, you know, when you live in a place as nice as California, but you see that. Unemployment rate.
The truth is, we have an engine of liberty and manufacturing. If they would just leave people alone, it'd be a land of milk and honey again. But they want to overtax to destroy the economy.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, when you see that kind of unemployment rate in a state where supposedly, we're broke at the state level. I mean, it's legendary. Everybody hears about California's budget woes in the news. The last budget they passed was a record. It was so late when they passed it that it became a record. And when you see that and you couple that with unemployment that high, it's really scary.
But the governor does a good job for you, huh?
Well, have you watched any of the campaign ads on who's going to replace him? Basically one of two people.
Yeah.
A little scary.
Well, as bad as the 60 Minutes news is, where they basically admit that the sun comes up in the morning, 17.5 nationally, California 22%, but all the economists we have on, the average nationally is 22 and some change, and it's, they say, close to 30 or even higher in places like California and Michigan. I mean, you can even just search the term. Half of Detroit on welfare.
Wow.
Half the population of Detroit. And, how are we going to compete when they're bringing these carbon taxes into California? And then right across the ocean from here, China and South Korea and all those countries, they're not going to put any carbon taxes on. So the little bit of manufacturing California's got left, where is it going to go if there's another huge tax? And I've seen different numbers, like, we will only phase it in at 10% the first year, and by 5 years, 20%. I mean, what is it? What's the overall carbon tax here in California they're trying to implement?
I'm not sure what the percentage is. Michael will be able to tell you that.
Yeah, he's the expert. Michael Olson, general manager, also does news here, and he was covering this on the show before local show with Rosie. So I wanted to get him in studio with us, and he'll be here with us next to talk about the unemployment numbers and the economy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
You got it.
The new special coming to you.
And we've got, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Michael Olson here with us, general manager of KSGO, AM 1080 here in Santa Cruz, and they have the sister station, KOMY 1340. That's the one we're actually live on. Here in Santa Cruz and the surrounding area, and then at night they re-air me on KSCO 1080. Both just wonderful stations, great affiliates, and a very successful event. This is some of the news coming up, and I'm going to talk to both these gentlemen who are riding shotgun with me here today. A lot of interesting news. Kurt Nemo's got a story out. Think Soros leaked Rhino neocon takeover document. And people are like, what does that mean? One faction of the globalist tools outing another faction of globalist tools. That's how we play politics in America today. Think Progress, which should be called Think Soros because it is funded by George Soros, has released a private correspondence sent by Charles Koch of Koch Industries. The memo has the itinerary of private meeting to be held at the Executive Hotel in Aspen attached. In the memo, Koch says his group of neocons and rhinos plan to change the balance of power in Congress this November. In other words, give back power to the Republican-dominated set of globalists and statists who hope to come out winners in the perpetual game of musical chairs as the corrupt government continues its slow motion Titanic route to the bottom. And see, that's the issue here. There's a major political realignment. You've got a lot of really great Republican and libertarian type candidates like Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, in Kentucky. Sharon Angle isn't perfect, but you notice she's being demonized, and a lot of other people. If they're being demonized, and if you see the Republicans running people against them in the primaries, like they did against Rand Paul and many others, you know they're good. And so it's a battle between the establishment neocon Republicans who've helped, you know, sell us down the river, who were teamed up with the Democrats. Now, they fight over the levers of power, but still they're part of the overall same team. It's basically them against us, the general population. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, cyber warfare. U.S. seeks to shut down enemy power grids, but it's our own government in Israel that basically admitted that they teamed up to create Stuxnet worm and then launch it against Iran. And now they're saying we've got to give up all of our internet freedom here because of the worm. But then it's hidden in plain view that Western governments released this thing. Israel and the United States in collusion together, creating. It's just amazing. And of course, we've been talking about this 60 Minutes shock report that reveal unemployment rate at 17.5% nationally, California at 22%. And that's a big admission by the mainstream media. And more we're hearing them. Yeah, unemployment's more like 15. Oh, it's more like 17. Oh, it's more like 20. When we know it's been over 22% for the last 2 years nationwide. Also, the French are continuing now into their second week. It's been more than, 11, 12 days now of fresh blockades as a quarter of France's petrol stations stand dry. And Time Magazine and others are saying, is revolution coming to the United States? Now, that is just some of what's coming up. And dovetailing with that, CNBC, dollar at risk of becoming toxic waste. The charts show. That's exactly what Lindsey Williams' source was talking about just last week. He'll be joining us at 8 after coming up in the next hour. But right now, Michael Olson, the general manager here at this fine station, KSCO AM 1080 and KOMY AM 1340, is here with us. And of course, we also have the engineer, Bill Graff, running the show. So I'm here with the great folks that make these two fine stations possible. And I drug the general manager in here because I heard him eloquently covering what's happening here in California. And I was correct. They phase it in the first year at 5%. And then by 2 years later, it's above 10%. They plan by 2020, now just about 9 years and a few months away, under the Copenhagen framework, to have a 20% carbon reduction, and then they plan to have a 50% by 2050. And Schwarzenegger is trying to ram this through as his last gasp before he runs off with the billions of dollars he's now got. And so I've now set the table for that. Michael Olson, break it down for us, what's happening here in California, with even mainstream media saying 17%+. Unemployment nationally, 22% in California. What will this do if they put these carbon taxes in?
Well, it'll make it very hard to compete in the world marketplace. And one of the few remaining industries that California has that actually takes raw materials and manufactures a finished product that's sold for a profit is agriculture. We are one of the shining lights of American industry. And yet, if you reduce our ability by, 20% for this industry will do what most other industries have done, which is leave town and thus remove even more jobs from California. So we're in a pretty tight fix. California passed a proposition some time ago. I think it was called the Climate Change or Climate Global Warming
Initiative,
or something like that. And that is going to force phased-in reductions. This coming election day, November 3, we're going to vote on whether we should delay that until unemployment goes down to 5%. Well, unemployment's at 22%. So to get it to 5%, that means that, you know, essentially we're going to delay this global warming initiative until hell freezes over. It's not going to happen for a long, long time. But interestingly enough, there are a lot of forces aligned against Proposition 23 or the effort to delay, including Microsoft, Google, and all of the.
Well, that's because they're all moving to China.
There you go. So that's the situation. Hey, can I switched the tables on you, would you mind having a little fun on behalf of your audience?
Sure.
I would like to ask you a question that was once asked me. After the federal building was bombed in Oklahoma City, I was taken up to CBS headquarters in San Francisco in a big stretch limousine at 4 o'clock in the morning. And they strapped me into a chair, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning our time, 7 o'clock East Coast time, Paula Zahn came on. Couldn't see her, but I could hear her. And she said, "Michael Olson, welcome to Good Morning America. Michael, I have a question for you, and my question is this. Is it true that News Talk Radio is responsible for all the hate in America?" Alex, you're the one who is really out there on the battle line of News Talk Radio. Nobody I know is more ballsy when it comes to putting your notion on the line. Is that hate?
Well, that's a really great question. I've got the Southern Poverty Law Center. I've got all the George Soros groups just constantly basically lying and claiming that I'm calling for violence when I'm calling for the opposite. The truth is, these big global megacorporations, they come in, they loot the treasury, they try to cut off our energy sources, people start getting upset, and then the system points at one of the only free mediums out there. Before we had the internet, sure, a couple big corporations, four or five, dominated most of the news, most of the talk. But even though those big names were on all those local stations, there were still niches in the morning or in the evening or on the weekend for a lot of great local minds and diverse topics. And talk radio is in a long form. Obviously, people know that. It's not sound bites. And they've done major studies. You can even pull them up. We've covered them. Where television puts you into a dream state. When you go into suspended disbelief, I mean, your brainwaves actually lower. But talk radio does the same thing that reading does. They, for 60-something years, strap people in, pick up their brainwaves when they're reading. And the brainwaves go way up because when you read about the red bicycle going down the road towards the beach, and he had a bottle of champagne and, bread. He was meeting his girlfriend. You image and you think about the red bicycle. You think about the champagne. You think about the bread. You think about girlfriends you had. You think about times you were at the beach. All of that is flooding through your mind. You're having to image it. You're having to pull it up. You're making neuron connections. And I'm going the long way around to answer this question. But with talk radio, it's the same thing. It's like reading. Because your mind has to bring the images up and has to bring up the connections. Television and cinema, and I love cinema, but there's a reason you go into suspended disbelief. It's all being given to you, and it lowers your brainwaves, and that's why you can just search Alzheimer's television viewing. And they've got British studies, U.S. studies, government studies. The more TV you watch, the more neurons your brain doesn't, connect, and literally that's the process of dying. And so they don't like talk radio. It's polluted with neocon, fake right-wing stuff, liberal, mainstream garbage, whatever. But it is also filled from coast to coast with a lot of diverse minds and ideas and complex ideas. I mean, I could never get on CNN and have a long, complex talk like this to describe, a simple question of, are you causing hate? No, this is the 20th century and now 21st century version of the soapbox down at the corner, and the establishment in the system doesn't like the fact that you have a voice. I mean, is it hate that when C-SPAN, anytime you watch Washington Journal in the morning, anytime I watch it, and they have a politician on there or somebody dealing with security, almost every caller comes in and says, 9/11 is an inside job. You blew those towers up. Building 7 was on television. Is it hate that the people have now been woken up and are able, when they get a chance to call in, or when they get a chance to actually interface with the media, they're saying, we don't like what you're doing. Congress has an 11% approval rating. The mainstream media has the lowest approval rating ever. And so the proto-internet was talk radio, and now you see talk radio being one of the few areas to do okay, or in some cases doing well compared to the rest of the media, the newspapers, the TV, all of it going basically belly up. It's not just the technology shift. It's that people are completely sick of it. And I know I'm ranting here, but the answer is no. The system is trying to demonize the First Amendment. It's trying to say if you expose corruption, you're bad. And it's like a woman who gets raped and they say, well, you shouldn't have been wearing a short skirt walking down the boardwalk. Okay? No. The system is involved in all this corruption and all this evil. And we're here talking about it, and we're here having complex discussions, and we're here exposing the proof of this corruption, and we're here over long periods of time making predictions on record, having guests on, going over every facet. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the fairness doctrine, in light of what you just said.
Michael, what he said, though, the proof of what he is saying, we saw last night. Look at how many people wanted to come out and have that dialogue in person.
Mm-hmm. And with respect to that notion that the government is afraid of people who have blood flowing through their brains, people who have brain. I worked for David Brinkley's NBC magazine once, and we did magazine pieces. But no matter how much work we put into those, I always got the feeling like when we put the piece on the air, there was somebody in Topeka, Kansas, on a couch with a beer, bleary-eyed, kind of staring at the screen, drinking your beer, and go, well, that's interesting, and it's gone. But with News Talk Radio, Alex Jones put something on the table, and people call you up and say, hey, what do you mean, bud? And after enough people, have that dialogue, the truth comes out, and the truth is what sets us free, that constant talking and asking and questioning. And
it sparks bushfires in the minds of men and women.
Yes, bushfire. And so if the government is afraid of that, of people thinking, then what is the fairness doctrine?
Well, the fairness doctrine is making it bland and keeping it in that narrow left-right discussion and, having a bunch of bland soundbite politicians and political hacks. I mean, have you ever listened to a show like Beyond the Beltway? And I'm not bashing it, but it's literally just this narrowly confined. And the only time it's any good is when callers call in. And it's all these political hacks who are there just regurgitating the script. But freedom is a messy thing, and the fact that people are waking up to tyranny is a messy thing, and 1776 was messy, but the alternative is total bondage and enslavement. But I believe in the info war, because I remember going back 15, 16 years ago, reading about the Pentagon saying 90% of their operations was info war, but they were using deception, manipulation, propaganda. I said, what about an info war with the truth? And so I want to try to reach out to everybody in the system who's compartmentalized and say, do we really want to go in this direction? I mean, there's only a few thousand globalists who have a stake in this corruption. The rest of us need to understand that life is slowly degenerating and degrading, and the good things are being pulled down and the bad things are being built up. We need to change course.
Earlier today, we were talking about the impact of the effort to reduce carbon dioxide. And you made an incredibly interesting statement, and you said that this is not being done to reduce global warming. This is being done as an effort to reduce our effort to take care of ourselves, to make us serfs on our own land.
Yes, they want to make us dependent, and they state that. That's what's sick. You go back to Club of Rome, 1966, 1963, as a separate document. And Dr. Stan Monteith here just locally has a giant library at his house. He has all these. I've been to the library and gotten them myself, but it's actually to actually see them. And they said, we've got to have something to unify people. And in the future, we're going to have terrorism to unify people. We'll get the right wing to go along with that. And then on the left, we'll take over the ecological movement because people are legitimately concerned. And we will use crises, the threat of global cooling, the threat of global warming. It doesn't matter. We need a shock doctrine of scaring them. That way we can go back to a feudalistic system. I mean, they actually used the term feudalistic in the 1996 UN Biological Diversity Assessment. It actually says that they want to shut us down to the point where we literally can't even take care of ourselves, and then the government comes in and says, that's okay, we're going to give you welfare money, but you've got to be sterilized.
Rahm Emanuel never let a serious crisis go to waste. We've had a number of serious crises with respect to our food chain, poison this and poison that and poison this and poison that. And now the government appears to be using that crisis to do what?
To consolidate power, and they openly tell the different federal agencies, openly tell the farmers, get big or get out. And they want to transfer everything over to these big, giant mega farms, which statistically, if you look at it, that's where almost all the problems
are
coming
from. The problems are coming from. And yet the SWAT teams are going after the little guys, the people who...
Percy Smyser.
Yes, Percy Smyser, the people who grow and sell food for their neighbors. One lady in Connecticut has one cow out in the country. Three people share the milk from that cow. The government came to her with cease and desist orders.
Well, see, the globalists claim they're these communists, and it's all live together. But when people actually create a little commune that's free and democratic, and a neighborhood has four cows, and they pay somebody to take care of them, they all get fresh milk and great cheese, the government does send in SWAT teams. You see it every week in the news because that's hate. It's hateful for people to be able to have a real debate and long discussion that's complex. It's hateful to be able to have callers call in and have power. It's hateful to be able to have guests on. It's hateful to grow your own tomatoes. It's hateful to be able to grow your own apples. And under that S-510, if they were able to pass it, it openly said you can't pick apples and go sell them on the highway because that's hate. See, in America, land of the free, home of the brave, you don't sell apples. You don't own your own cow and have some milk. Guys, I want to come back in the next short segment, do 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we got Lindsey Williams coming up. Maybe you guys will pop back into the third hour as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I read the news today. Oh,
about a lucky man who made
our grandparents, their grandparents, their grandparents before them, they could have cows, they could grow strawberries and sell them wherever they wanted to, but things changed. We became domesticated. And now we don't know how to fix our cars. We don't know how to fix our roofs. Somebody's kind of a weirdo if they know how to tinker in their garage. I see reports all the time where neighbors will see it's almost always an old man working on machinery in their garage or workshop, and people will call the police on them. Or even in Texas, somebody tries to take their deer rifle out and put it in the back of their pickup. Even in rural areas, people call the police on them. It's like, this person's working on their car. I saw some oil dripping. This person's growing food. Pretty soon it'll be this person knows how to tie their shoelaces. And they just want you totally mindless, like a little drone, only able to do little special functions for the system while the system races to get rid of all of our jobs. Michael Olson, where do you see all this going? Where do you see this going, Bill Graff?
I'll jump in really quickly on this, Michael Olson here. I saw a piece in the paper or someplace, maybe it was on Infowars.com, where in Chicago, where school children are growing food in school gardens.
I saw that piece.
The food is prohibited in the school. They can grow it, but they can't eat it. They have to get rid of it because it's not confirmed to the government guidelines.
I saw that. So you got good teachers, and I've seen this rebelling everywhere, trying to teach them basic human skills. I mean, we're designed to dig in the dirt as humans. I mean, that's why it feels so good. It's so relaxing. It's like taking four or five Valiums just to go dig in the dirt. You know, people describe it that way because you're designed to do it. And they're saying, no, well, going back over a decade, first they said you can't play dodgeball. Then you can't play tag. And now, coast to coast, in almost every school, they're not allowed to run or touch in the playground, and now they have to walk, and many schools are removing playgrounds altogether. Right. I mean, prisoners are allowed to go out on the playground. I mean, it's worse than prisoners.
And it all relates back to what you're talking about the blood flowing through the brain and firing the synapses and making people think.
Well, it also turns us into slugs.
Yes, and I think what you were saying is that so much of this, the end result is that it reduces our ability to think like rational human beings. And it really does turn us into, like Billy says, slugs. So we sit on our couch and we watch TV and we drink our beer bleary-eyed and we see the images flash past us, but our brain waves are so small or so the waves are just so weak and insipid that we're just not thinking.
Exactly. We have been put into an artificial environment. And, you know, it's one thing if we're in this technological system part of the time, but it feels so good to get out of it. But they're doing everything they can. Don't start growing your own food. Don't stop. Watch that television.
It's more insidious than that. Don't play dodgeball. Don't get exercise. Don't make your body strong so you can work.
Yeah, I mean, don't
become a slug.
Exactly.
Well, scary stuff.
So, wait a minute. How do we fight back?
Well, we understand, I mean, on the issue of dodgeball, it's this whole cult of bullying. You see the ad, stop bullying. And nobody's for bullies, but, you know, the issue is the school goes after the bullies. They stop them. They get in trouble, but they don't even do that now. It's just, oh, my gosh, you know, something hurts someone's feelings. We can't have dodgeball because somebody might lose. Oh, we can't have somebody, you know, win the game. But I remember being a child, you know, if I won or lost, it was just fun. It was sportsmanship. But they make everything real sick and, oh, it's an ism. And they have all these new psychological designations. There's dozens of them. If you don't trust the government, all these different mental illnesses or, oh, you don't trust authority. I mean, that was all common sense to our founders, common sense to anybody. And so it's just this attempt to create an artificial system, but do it from a fake moral high ground, this fake liberalism. But they're not liberals. They are scientific technocrats at the top. They are cold-blooded dominators, but they put on the camouflage of a little loving hippie. Oh, let's stop dodgeball. Really, they're just eugenicists that want to take control. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.